the mic's still on?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hey, keep me. How you so smooth and be so gangster? Just
man. And then it was like, and it was like, even like even on Regulators, like he was just the, he was my favorite part.
16 you know, in the clip
and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold.
Like what?
Oh man, I love that. Oh, I love that shit. I saw a car full of girls. Ain't no need to free. All you skirts know what's up with 213.
Nate Dogg gave you hope, huh?
Hot man, Nate Dogg. Oh my god.
You know what it was, man? It was his melody. Man, and then that voice was so fucking baritone, so like deep. He was gang with some gangster shit.
Let me tell you something. What it be?
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
You know like I know. You don't want to step to this.
It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist.
Hold up. And if you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a monster, 213 will regulate.
Turn the motherfucking carry.
Oh, that shit was so dope. Damn.
How about that? How about that little boy that did the video that getting bullied?
Man, oh, that shit. But his family's like racist.
Yeah. And then his mom was racist as fuck.
So who wants to tell the story?
Yeah, what? This little boy, I even fell for it, man. It's like it hit me.
It was sad. Yeah. It was kind of sad.
Here's the thing. Like regardless of whatever the mom,
he was real life crying though.
Yeah, he was. And he's a kid, man. And he doesn't need to be bullied like that. And it just shows how sad the world is, man. And how ruthless kids are.
So you didn't read all of it then.
What, in terms of...
Because they said... I don't know if this is true, of course. None of us know if anything is true. Mm-hmm. But they said that the reason he's being bullied because he was running through school calling kids niggers.
Oh, come on. Who said that? The family?
Why would the family say my son was calling people niggers?
Exactly. Right? Who's like, saying that?
The kid who posted the picture of the racist family. The one who did the whole expose.
Oh, so what, he supposedly, allegedly goes to the school or something?
Yes.
Oh.
And he was saying that the reason he's being bullied is because he was going around calling people niggers.
The plot.
So then they were then returning the bully. Yeah. Being like, your nose is fucked up and you're a weirdo.
Because they found like some pictures of him and his family and they was holding confetti.
Yeah. I saw that part.
Which that alone doesn't make you racist.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe it makes you insensitive. Doesn't it alone make you racist? But then there was something about...
That's a pretty good indicator.
Whatever. Anyways,
she got a GoFundMe. It got 50K.
Yeah, but then she was saying something about a white, get off our white land or some shit like that.
What?
So it was like, all right, well, if the rebel flags didn't tell us that you're racist, this clearly does. But and then there was a UFC fighter that came out.
I was just about to play that video.
And he was like, yeah, you know, I called the mom and I was going to invite him out because everyone was doing that.
Yeah.
I want to fly you out. And you know, the UFC fighter came out and he was like, yeah, I called the mom and the mom was like, nah, we don't really need that. Just share my GoFundMe. And he was like, well, what do you mean?
Fucking asshole.
And he was like, well, what do you need a GoFundMe for? And she was like, Christmas is coming up.
I called this. Wow. I said this was bullshit.
He was like, he was like,
no, it's not because
he was like, y'all judge
from there. Black kid came and said,
he said, y'all judge it from there. He said on the video, like, y'all judge it from there.
Nah,
like,
man, I'm sitting here. First of all, I'm watching. I didn't watch it. I saw people inviting him out and people sharing the video and went viral. And LeBron and RJ, JR,
Rihanna.
And I'm like, wait, everybody, fuck.
I sit there
and watch this video, and the motherfucking tear came out of his eye, and then the tear came out of his eye, and then he turned, not me, of hell.
Oh, really?
I'm like, wait a minute, what the
come
fuck?
On.
And then I'm like, and then after I watch it, I felt nothing.
Because you were a bully. That's why you felt nothing. Those of us that were bullied was like, damn, this is fucked
up.
Actually, I was pretty neutral.
Because he was white. Moving on.
And I felt something. Plot twist.
And I felt something.
There you
plot
go.
Twist.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Wait, let's play it for Rod so he'll...
I felt something, but I scrolled past.
I'm trying to find a video.
Rod just going
to
want to pray for him. That's all.
What?
Rod, I want to pray for everybody.
Well, Rod going to shed a little bit of tears.
So, nobody.
So we about to pray for
Rod. I don't
want to
pray for nobody.
Because it's... I always think that's
your prayers and blessings.
I'm not selfish with that. I just think that's weird.
He keeping God to himself.
What kind of shit is that? How you selfish with God?
I'm not selfish with God.
You sound like it?
She said
that. We can have no peace of God?
So, you can. You can find God just like I find
him. Man, he said we got to do the work. Right. Hell no.
I ain't forcing nobody.
Do your Googles, God damn it.
Google. Hold on. We got that video for real.
Please read the podcast.
It's not funny. It's not.
Finding a way to make me do. Not okay. What did I say to you?
Y'all are gross.
Both of you. Not you. Me too.
Ken used to do that type stuff.
That, yeah.
Terrible. And then here's the thing, Mike, to your point, right? Like, I don't know the backstory. Obviously, we don't know this little kid. No, but look. People get bullied for their appearance all the damn time. And when you look at him, you can see.
So what makes this kid special?
Nothing makes it special. The fact that he's actually saying something, you're seeing a video.
He's talking about it all the time.
How many? Okay, send me the videos because I don't see them. Send me the videos of these kids saying this stuff.
But he's not the only one that's not speaking out against bullying.
No, the point is, it's a video of a kid who's being bullied. He clearly has some kind of deformity going on. Mm-hmm. And if we're taking the video for face value, nothing makes it special. It's just, it's in your face.
Exactly.
What makes any cop killing special? It happens all the fucking time, so why should we care? It's the same type of thing. It happens, so when you see it, you feel something.
Exactly.
Most of us do, not bullies. Yeah. People that bully people probably don't feel nothing.
You should feel emotional, man. This is a kid. It's a kid, right? And he's getting bullied for his physical deformities that he has zero control over.
Right.
You got to feel some type of way for that.
I think it's a hustle. I'm not
falling for it. We think now because it's come out that his mom was hustling people. We don't know if the kid was hustling anybody.
Man.
And I'm not even going to say you're wrong.
Yeah, it almost sounds like she was coercing him. You know?
I mean, but
in a way.
Not coercing. She was just asking, so what did they do?
That kid seems too young to be a fucking actor.
I don't think it was an acting thing. I think it was opportunistic.
She capitalized on it.
And that's what I don't think is cool about the video. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that you play with. You know what I'm saying? Why are you going to put your kid out there, you know what I'm saying, talking about being bullied?
I would never put your kid in that situation.
My daughter's experienced bullying, so I could relate to that. But the first thing I thought was like, why is she filming that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never film my daughter coming to me.
That would be weird. That's a personal moment.
Exactly. It's a personal moment. It's like, that's what that my daughter shared with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not posting that anywhere, and that has nothing to do with me that I'm just not that type of person to post like that. I just think no one should post something like that.
Wait, I have a question. Like, are kids nowadays, I mean, I can't speak on that because I grew up with phones and stuff, but like not as a baby, you know, it was still like printable pictures and stuff. So are kids getting to a point where when their parents have phones in their face, they're just desensitized to it? They're just used to it?
Yep. Yeah, 1,000%.
It's how they're growing up with it.
Right. That's just so weird to me. Like, I mean,
but that didn't seem like that type of situation, though. It seemed like she really was trying to capitalize off of it.
Like,
you know,
something
saying?
Happened at school, and she wanted to take out her phone and just record.
Right. I don't think it's staged or fake. I think she just took the opportunity
to record. The mom is the issue, not the child.
Not the child.
That doesn't take away anything from what you feel for that child at the moment.
Exactly. 1,000.
We don't know if this is an ongoing thing. Like, what if this is not the first time that he's come home talking, mom, they're doing that.
I mean, that's kind of irrelevant, though, because it's like,
with the water
of course, it's a child getting bullied right now at this very moment.
But I don't think it's irrelevant, though.
It's not irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to the point, like, okay, there's a child getting bullied. All right, it's not the bullying situation isn't irrelevant, and I wouldn't say that situation is necessarily irrelevant. But why are we putting all this attention on this one kid?
Exactly.
But you kind of are. Everybody put it out there. Because you talking about LeBron and all these people.
But when's the last time?
I
feel you. But when's the last time that we've seen a child in their own words describe what's happening to them? Right. And the reason why I brought
up what you said. You said, when was the last time that you seen? I've seen
on
I've
social
seen
media.
It,
but you didn't put your child out there on social media. But you just asked, why is everybody putting attention on this one child? We don't know your kid.
Okay.
We don't know any of these other kids that are not being put out there.
Right, exactly.
So the reason people are putting attention on this kid is because they know about this kid.
And it was out there in the forefront. It wasn't like his mom campaigning and all that for him. It's the kid. And the reason
she's campaigning now.
Well, she's campaigning now. She's campaigning now.
Fuck the mom.
But how do we
What are you asking? Like, how do you determine if it's authentic? Is that what you're going to ask?
Even beyond the
authenticity,
it's authentic or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's this one kid that just happened to go viral,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There are, like Rod said, there are a lot of other kids before now that are being bullied.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Keaton now is going to be the face of bullying. you know, this kid is being taken
because it was obviously
taken and come to the game, come here, come there, and he's gonna go there and maybe for 5 hours, right? His world will be okay, and then he's gonna go back to Knoxville and probably still get his ass knocked.
Let me tell you something, Ken. When you are bullied, which you clearly were not. When you are bullied,
I shared my story.
Get out of here! But not for a. You had like a couple little moments.
When you're bullied
for years,
okay,
all right, that 5 hours is something, all right. Like when somebody,
I understand, y'all don't get it. Yes,
like when someone comes and they pull you from that and they say, "Ah, we're gonna treat you like a king for five hours."
Kid.
Say again,
like a cool kid.
Yes, yeah. When any.
But what about the other kids?
What about them?
What about the other kids that don't get invited out?
But the other kids would get invited if they actually spoke out. If they're not.
That's not necessarily.
So that's not really fair.
It's not fair to blame kids. Because their video may not go viral.
And but it doesn't necessarily need to go viral. Just one person needs to see it to make a difference in that one child's life.
Right.
Right? It just so happens that
it's not going to make it. It's okay in that one child's life.
Just don't do shit. That's not the fetus. That the fetus logic. Just don't do anything.
Happened that this one particular kid went viral. It just so happened. But it doesn't mean that other kids can't get the attention that they need
right.
if they don't put their message out there. Like Rod said, right? Like,
Let me finish.
I think it's a fine line in parenting of putting your child's issues out there. It's a very fine line. We don't know if this is the first time or the 100th time. What if the parent doesn't know what to do? And you know what? I'm going to let my child speak and put it out there to the world so everybody understands, because obviously I can't do anything else.
I think the difference is that
if he did like a selfie type situation and he just wanted to express, I think that's different from his mother like filming it. And what did they do? And then what did he say after that? Now if it was just him and he felt compelled, like after he got bullied, like, yo, you guys need to stop doing this because you don't know what this can do, you know, I was just about to, you know, give my life.
We've seen people tweet about bullying. We may not have always seen a video, or we may not have always seen audio, but we have seen people speaking out against bullying.
I think that's less personal. I think their point is like, that one girl, I saw her video go viral. I think she recorded herself, maybe like with like a self-facing camera or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about, oh, you know, I have this thing on my face, and, you know, people try to say that I'm less beautiful without it, but whatever, like, I don't care, like that type of thing. But again, she was a little black girl, and I think the stance that she took on it, like, she wasn't crying, she wasn't boo-hooing, it was just kind of like, well, people make fun of me because of this, but basically she didn't say, like, she didn't curse, I don't think, but right. she was like basically like, fuck you, whatever. Whatever. I think people see that and they're just kind of like, cheer up, it'll be okay, versus when you see somebody who's like bawling and like right. unable to, like, you know, like, you're quote unquote unable to even record yourself because you're so beside yourself and boohoo, like, you know, whatever. I'm not even, you know, I think that that's a little bit different.
When I look at this, right, and if this could become like the Me Too of bullying, where, and I don't know if they have a it's not okay hashtag, but that was the one thing he kept saying.
Yeah, they
right?
do. They used to. It was called It'll Get Better.
You know, for Keaton.
It wasn't for Keaton. It was for people being bullied in general.
Okay, but for Keaton, suicidal. Right? Keaton is the one that everybody's, you know,
focused on right now.
Right. So if this could become the whole Me Too version of bullying, great. If there's a it's not okay anti-bullying campaign, great.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it just seems like there's this one kid that's being bullied. The world's going to give him all his attention, and then a week from now, we're going to go back to just the way we were.
So then, what do we do, Ken? If we don't have somebody that steps out and starts talking about it, what do? Just nothing?
And see, that's where I disagree with you guys. There are people talking speaking out. There like, are people talking about cyberbullying.
Sure,
this is not anything new.
But we don't see many kids themselves on video telling their story, bawling and crying. Like, I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why we hate the mom. Fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
the backlash
why
on the kid
are we
is crazy.
Backlash, like, why are we saying that?
No,
who cares about this one kid? It's just one kid. This happens everywhere. What makes him special? Nothing makes him special. The only thing that makes us pay attention is the fact that he's on camera talking about it.
No, y'all are making him special.
Okay.
Yeah, he is special right now.
That's cool.
LeBron James is tweeting him. Congressmen are inviting him out.
Great.
J.R. Smith.
And then hopefully people after that will come out and start saying things. But it's not his fault that nobody else is doing this. That's why I don't get y'all's complaints.
Say that nobody else is not doing
Then send them to me. But, where are the
but
videos?
It's like you're putting the blame on the kids. But you have kids that have recorded themselves committing suicide.
Absolutely.
And
it's too late to say anything to them now.
Right.
But people come out whenever a suicide happens with kids. People come out and they act like they care for 10 minutes and then they stop caring after that.
And they're doing this now.
Well, let them, Ken. Let them. If Keaton, or whatever the fuck his name is, if he does this, and then a whole bunch of other kids are like, yep, you know what's happening to me too, and Keaton has given them strength to actually talk about it, then fucking let him do this.
Is it okay if they start a GoFundMe?
What you're saying, though. You're saying,
talking at the same time. What did you say?
Is it okay if they start a GoFundMe? Because he did it too?
What the fuck for? What? Now, if she had a valid reason for starting a GoFundMe, if she wanted to get whatever's going on with his nose fixed, you know, if that was the case, or if she wanted, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be kind of conforming to
fuck?
What the fuck?
No, no, no. Like, if he had a cleft palate.
Because
it looks like he had a cleft palate.
Kind of something.
But it looks like he's fucked up with his nose. I get it.
Okay,
but
he also had a surgery because he had stitches on the side of his head. You don't know what other type of ailments he has. If it was for medical reasons.
So we're monetizing bullying now?
No, Ken. Like, you know what, man?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Because it's like you're blaming Keaton.
Poor Keaton, he's being bullied. Poor Keaton and poor everybody, other kid that's being bullied right now.
And poor all of them. Exactly. But the fact remains that Keaton is the only one that I have seen in recent memory with his own voice talking about what happened to him.
Because his mom posted it, though.
That's the problem I have. But that's what happened. We got that. We've already established that his mom is a piece of shit. Great. Okay. Let's move on to the child.
But that's what Ken is saying. It's like, it's his mom took an opportunity to record it.
Ooh. We are past his mom. Okay,
but that's
his mom,
what happened.
Fine, that's great. That does not say that Keaton is not being bullied.
Exactly.
That does not say that Keaton is not hurting.
So what's a bigger picture, right?
Right. So we take the mom out, right?
Yes, please.
Take the mom out, the video never comes out.
Okay, fine. Let's say that Keaton recorded the video himself.
And then what did I say? If Keaton recorded himself, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, great. So we're past the mom. We're just talking about Keaton.
Right. So for now,
Keaton has a problem. Keaton is being bullied.
Wait, Rod. Is what you're saying that if he probably recorded it himself, it wouldn't have gone viral?
I'm not saying that it wouldn't have gone viral. I don't know what would happen.
He's just saying he has a problem.
It would have been more authentic if it was just Keaton, because he felt some type of way.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
That video was not authentic to you. So his emotions and his feelings from being bullied are not authentic.
Are you not listening to what I'm saying? I feel like Mike right now.
I'm listening to what you're saying,
and that's the reason why my line of questioning is happening,
bro. Like, come on, bro.
I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from, Rob, because it doesn't make sense.
I understand where he's coming from. He's coming from a dad's perspective that you don't want to put your kid's business out for the world. He's a very personal person in general. Mm-hmm, we all know that. Now, I'm not trying to speak for you, but I feel like you're getting frustrated.
But I'm saying it's like you're trying to put words in my mouth. I never said nothing's wrong with Keaton. I'm not all the way with what Ken's saying. I know what Ken is saying, but all I'm saying is that it's nothing wrong with. I think it's authentic that this dude is really sad. It's not staged. I said that already.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I feel for Keaton. That's not what I'm talking about. But I feel like his mother ruined it by asking him all the questions and putting it out there himself. If it was Keaton himself putting it out, I'd be like, oh, okay, this is. I wouldn't see a problem with people wanting it to support this kid. He's one of the kids that got lucky and they want to support him.
So you feel that he shouldn't get any level of support because his mom put out the video?
I did not say
that. I'm trying to understand your point,
though. I think you're confusing Ken and I. I'm not confusing you two.
I just think we should move on from his mom. That's all I'm saying.
The only reason we didn't want to move on from his mom is because that's how it happened.
We can, because he's still a child that's getting bullied because he looks different.
The bigger picture is emotions and what Keaton is going through, regardless of whatever happened.
So the mom exploiting this kid.
So how
means nothing now? It's not as relevant
fuck?
To the story.
We said 100 times
saying that the mom is a piece of shit. Asking for people to PayPal him. You know,
but that takes away from it, though, Mike.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take away from
it.
It makes this whole thing.
I get what you're saying.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do because you keep bringing it back to this.
Because that's what happened.
But we've already said
you
know that that's what happened. And we're saying that.
But where does the focus need to be?
But you can't take it away.
You know where the focus needs to be? If her mom cared about her kids so goddamn much, why is she out there trying to exploit this situation.
But we're not talking about the mom. We're talking about
Keaton. We agree with you about his
exactly.
mom. We agree with you about his mom. Fuck his mom. His mom is a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Right? His mom basically took a bunch of money.
I see what's happening here. Okay, so basically, correct me if I'm wrong. Ken, I feel like you're taking the stance of bringing up the mother to say that the entire thing seems authentic because of what his mom did and how it was presented, right? Correct?
Is that inauthentic?
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's the whole reason why they're bringing up the mom in the first place.
We get that, though. It's like exactly. The whole point is
we're not arguing the mom.
Fine. The thing about it is like we agree about the mom, but it's like these two won't let that part go
because it's part of it. You can't take it away.
She was the launch pad of the whole thing.
You can't take it away.
Okay, she's a cashing out right now.
She's the Kris Jenner.
This is season.
I'm gonna go back.
The Kris Jenner, not the Kris Jenner.
I'm gonna go back. Like I said. Take the mom out of the situation, the video never happens. Take me out of my daughter's situation, it never happens. Take anybody out of the situation, it never happens. So now they're all on the same playing field at that
point. But not really, Rob, because
the bullying
still happens.
Exactly. Bullying still happens, you're right.
Fine, can we talk about the fucking bullying? It's not his mom.
That's the most important
thing.
Can we talk about bullying?
But we don't talk about it.
Yes, we do.
We got a whole podcast. I'm
saying that's about specifically fucking we here. I'm talking about society.
Y'all really think that society's not talking about bullying enough? No, I really don't. I don't agree with that.
Because suicide would not be happening as much as it does.
I get you.
If they did,
and I'm not disagreeing with that, but it is talked about though.
Not
that's
enough.
All I'm saying.
Not
I'm
enough. Not,
and
not
I'm
enough.
Not saying
and that's
I'm disagreeing
all I'm
with
saying.
That.
Exactly.
In this situation, is having people talking
because
all mama's a part of the situation,
and that's where me and Mike are trying to go with it is the fact that this is bringing light to bullying. There can't be too much light on bullying.
So I'm not saying that when the girl kills herself on Facebook, when all of these suicides that happen on Facebook Live or right. Instagram Live and stuff like that, like where are the conversations then?
Where are the LeBron Jameses and whoever who else is endorsing these people and supporting?
Ask
where are they? Ask them. They need to be in it. The last thing I want to happen is this: like every parent think they could just record their child and like, oh man, I'm about to get rich off of that real quick.
Wait. First and foremost, Rod, like not parents taking advantage of their kids in terms of bullying and all of this type of stuff, but at the end of the day, we live in a society now that all it takes is a camera and anything, and you can go viral. It don't matter what it is.
Okay.
So I don't think that this is something that parents are not going to start doing. Oh, my kid is bullying. Let me put him on social media because we about to make some money.
That was basically the joke that was going on Twitter today.
And I don't think that that's what...
See, you shouldn't be joking about that shit,
though. No, we understand that. But I don't think that this moment sets that precedence. I don't think this could.
But that's not... But I don't understand why that's what we've been spending the majority of the time talking about here.
Exactly.
Because that's the part
that's... And because we're bullying is fucked up.
See, well, great, but you've been making jokes this whole time, so clearly we don't all know that bullying is fucked up.
Joke?
You were laughing during the video, Ken. So clearly
and
we
I was
don't.
Pulling my eyes at it
exactly.
Too.
So clearly we don't really acknowledge that bullying is fucked up.
People know that bullying is fucked up. I don't understand how people don't know that bullying is fucked up.
But people do know bullying is
fucked up. We don't talk about it enough. That's the point. But that's,
look at this.
I hate y'all showing that fucking video, dude.
I do too. I really do. I wish I would never brought it up.
Yeah, we could go to the next. Because
this
topic.
Is crazy.
Yeah. It's like
nobody here is against like,
but y'all
stopping
been talking
bullying
about the fucking mom the whole time
because
instead
it's
of having
a part
instead
of
having
situation.
We really already
exactly.
acknowledged that
Mike,
the mom
I have a
sucks.
Question.
Let's so, move on.
It's not
mom.
About just the mom
so, wait,
sucks.
I have a
it's
question
the situation,
and it's extremely hypocritical.
It's extremely hypocritical
of her to sit here and take a video, record her child.
We're not talking about the mom.
Being, but I think it applies here.
We've already agreed, Ken.
But I got to get this out.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my fucking gosh.
Highly hypocritical of her to sit up here and post this video of what somebody's doing to her kid when she herself turns around and do the same thing
word up
to others.
Bet. I agree 100%.
So now all of a sudden you want somebody to show sympathy towards you when you're not showing sympathy towards anyone else.
Yes, show sympathy towards her kid.
Exactly. How she show some motherfucking sympathy towards
the
motherfucker?
It's like
only in America will only in America will you have alleged white racist mom kid go viral and get a GoFundMe campaign, get invitations to Lord knows where, And this becomes like a talking point of 2017.
He's gonna be on Ellen tomorrow.
And that's what I'm saying. Ellen? This whole shit.
You know Ellen calling that boy right
bullshit.
Now.
I'm not feeling this shit, dog.
You gotta ask?
This is fucking nuts.
The whole shit
there
is bullshit.
There are so many people getting it and getting money. Bully.
Great, then talk about him. Then talk about him.
All of a sudden, everybody cares about Keith.
Okay, Mike, I have a question. Would you feel differently if he was getting bullied because those alleged things that you heard was true?
Would I feel differently about what?
About
bullying being wrong?
No. Not in general. I'm talking about the specific situation. If he was getting bullied,
he was being racist.
Because he was being racist.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think one thing makes anything different.
Either way, it brings light to people, I think, in general, getting bullied. Like, because I think...
Okay. Here's the thing that y'all, because I hear Ken huffing and puffing in the background. Now let me hold on.
Coming up?
Hold on.
Your mic is like to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because y'all been frustrating the shit out of me, man. Even, my mic is just wanting to just have this over. My mic is looking at God like, bro, can you help these motherfuckers? The difference is, how old is Keaton?
Mm-hmm. No older than 12.
Blame a fucking 12-year-old? I know racism is bad and racism sucks. Are we gonna blame a fucking 12-year-old because he goes to school repeating what his mom said? No, it's not the fucking child's fault. Y'all are fucking ridiculous if you say, no, it's a child.
Oh my
it's
God.
A child.
That's
a child. Yes,
seventh grade.
Yes. You sit that child down and you explain to him what he's saying is wrong. You don't pick on him and tell him his nose is fucked up. That's the difference.
You fucking 12 and you coming to my school and you running around calling motherfucking racist, you goddamn motherfucking right. You get what you motherfucking pay for.
Tight.
And
so
that's what that's going to
be. So now we're justifying eye for an eye with children.
Basically.
Dope. That makes the kids,
what is it? Lord of the Flies or whatever? They're setting their...
Lord of the Flies.
Well, it's not Lord of the Rings. But basically...
What a lord.
You got these kids that's
Lord of the Flies. We're not in Lord of the Flies, though, Ken.
But that's what they are. No, they're policing themselves.
No. Kids do not establishing themselves. They repeat what they hear at home.
Shit.
That kid, if he is... I have no doubt that he's going to school.
That's old enough.
He can be changed.
I'm not saying that he can't be changed.
Child.
But if he get his ass whooped because he running around calling people racist, so now he's supposed to feel sorry for him?
Child.
Oh my God.
Is that where we at now? So a 12-year-old seventh grader get his ass whooped for calling people niggers and shit. Oh, and we supposed to feel sorry for him.
Clearly, Ken, you weren't listening. You were just backing away from the mic and you just wanted to talk. So, what I said was, this is a child who is obviously repeating what he heard at home. This kid did not wake up and say, I hate niggers, and just make the shit up from nowhere. Kids don't do that. They repeat what they hear from adults. What I'm saying is, somebody needs to sit this kid down and talk to him.
Explain to him what?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I feel like at 12 years old, you know you're not supposed to be saying nigger.
But you're so learned, okay, when I was 12, I said a lot of shit that I would not say now. When I was 12, I would have said the F-A-G-G-O-T word. You know what? I wouldn't have understood the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
I am an adult now. I understand the problem. When I was 16, I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit is fucked up. Don't say this shit no more.
The difference is, though, like, that word was... It was more acceptable than nigger around that time when you was young.
Where?
A lot of people said that.
I'm going to tell you why it's wrong. I grew up in Conyers. I grew up in Conyers, and I've told y'all this before. Nigger was a table time word. We heard nigger on a regular motherfucking basis in Conyers.
You talking about in your little section in Conyers. I'm talking about globally.
How do you know where he fucking grew up?
I'm just saying, like, globally, that word was not...
But kids still said it, Rod.
But my point is that was just in Conyers. You wasn't hearing that like in the city of Atlanta. You wouldn't go to the city of Atlanta.
In Atlanta,
where
there's a bunch of black people. We don't know where this fucking kid is.
But that's what I'm saying. Knoxville,
Tennessee. There you go.
I'm just saying,
motherfuckers say nigger in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm just talking about... Clearly. You said when you were in middle school, that word was used like...
And it might be used in Knoxville, Tennessee, like a table time word, just like Conyers. What I'm saying is, all these little small towns are not like these large towns that we now grow up in. So what I'm saying is, this is a child that clearly is just repeating what he heard. That kid can be fixed. That kid can be deprogrammed.
I'm not saying that he can't be fixed.
So he's not going to be fixed by people beating him up and calling him fucking weirdo.
All I'm saying is that he knows when he's saying nigger that he's saying that in a negative way.
Of course he does. I'm not saying he doesn't.
It's not just something that he's repeating.
It is.
in elementary school, maybe like early elementary. He's just repeating what his parents heard. But at 7 years old,
you know
like
better.
Seventh you, grade, you know,
in seventh grade,
you know
algebra.
Better. You know better.
Yeah, algebra. Yeah. In seventh grade.
Okay, he you know what? Better. He knows that nigger is wrong, but he doesn't know why. All he knows.
Are you serious? Yes, I'm dead fucking serious.
He is a child, and y'all seriously think that a 12-year-old kid is coming up with these racist ideas on his own?
If I brought my 11-year-old daughter in here, bro, she'll tell you, break it down what it is.
He doesn't like, know that nigger is wrong or why nigger is
wrong. Wait, time out, time out. Once again, you're not listening. So I think we should just move on. Because I keep saying things, and you don't listen.
I'm listening loud and clear.
Because I just said the kid knows it's wrong, but he doesn't really know.
Why? He has no context.
He has no idea what the con. He's 12. He's 12. All he probably knows is black it's people offensive. Steal. Black
it's offensive.
That's all he needs to
black
know.
Black people kill.
That's all he needs to know. He's 12.
It's offensive.
Joke offensively.
Exactly.
No, nobody jokes with the word nigga. Not in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're not joking to black people.
Yes, they do. White people make racist jokes. They think the shit is funny.
With each other.
Yes.
Yeah, they really do.
And what I'm saying is that kid is going to school repeating shit he heard at home. Mm-hmm. Does he know that saying nigger to you is wrong? Of course. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it. He's doing it to piss you off. What I'm saying is that shit can be deprogrammed. And you can't just look at that kid, then let's move on from there. You can't just look at him and say, you know what, fuck him, he's racist, fine, beat him up. And let's move on.
I'm not saying that either.
His motherfucking ass.
Great.
If seventh grade and this is absolutely
tight.
Yep. Beat that fucking beat the nigga out of him. That's what you need to do. Beat the fucking nigga out of him. And I bet you won't run around saying that shit again. And then you record another motherfucking video. With a goddamn black ass out fucking crying.
And then what's gonna happen? We gonna be fucking.
You know what? And you record another motherfucking video talking about how you got your ass bullied. You didn't get your ass bullied.
You deprogrammed his ass, but you over here promoting violence, Ken.
Thank you,
Rob. That's not how. Look,
you know what? He didn't get his ass bullied.
Especially not at a kid. Not as a kid, Ken.
He got beat the fuck up.
Okay, this actually segues perfectly into the next topic.
Next topic, goddamn.
Y'all so annoying. Okay, next.
Man,
okay.
Y'all can play suckers, man.
This actually segues perfectly into our next topic, which is actually Okay, it's pulled from Twitter. The New York Post posted an article that said the following: getting spanked as a kid linked to dating violence as an adult. And somebody retweeted it. Mm-hmm. Retweet if you got spanked as a kid and never put your hands on your significant other. This has currently 122,000 retweets, 217,000 likes. And, you know, some people were retweeting it, some people were liking it, but contrary to, you know, the people who were, people were basically saying, like, well, just because, you know, you didn't experience it doesn't mean that the study isn't true, et cetera, et cetera. So from there, it's kind of like people started taking sides, like, why is this being retweeted? This is disgusting. I can't believe whatever, whatever. So I guess I'll just present it to you. Like, what do you think about that? Because I know a lot of people think that obviously there's a fine line between abuse and what people know as, you know, corporal punishment or spanking or whatever. There's definitely levels to that shit. And I think just like reading the comments, people were like, you know, I'm from this and this type of background. I'm from a Hispanic background. I'm from a black background or whatever. And, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal in my household. And that's, you know, how I'm going to raise my kids.
Yeah. I got spanked growing up. And I think spanking does have negative effects as you become an adult. But I can speak firsthand. I've never been physically abusive in any one of my relationships. I don't believe in that.
You too, baby.
What'd you say,
so
Mike?
I'm short. I ain't little, Mike. I'm bigger than you.
That's not saying much, though.
I'm just saying. I'm bigger than you.
You too little. I'm bigger than girls you. Toss you around.
Shit. Shit. But nah. And plus, I don't like dating bigger girls. I've never been physical like that in any one of my relationships, but for me it stems more so from the respect that I have of women that was instilled in me from my mom.
My mom whooped my ass.
Right.
I know my mama whooped my ass, but I also seen what my mom had to do to take care of three growing boys, and they've all become men, and we've all been successful in our own way. So I understand the strength that a woman has, and I don't take that shit lightly. Like, I'll never raise my hand to my woman. Because that's not going to solve anything. If I have a problem with her, like, if I can't talk it out, then I need to go have my own time or whatever, but eventually we'll fix it. But physicality is never going to fix it. It's never going to fix it.
That's not even a question.
Not even. Yeah. Especially if I'm dating you and I'm considering you being my wife and somebody I see a future, hell no. Because what type of tone am I setting that, you know, I'm going to beat my own woman? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what if I have a daughter? Like, what do I tell her is acceptable, right? Like, if she sees my actions, me beating up my, like, you know, her mom, what is she gonna feel in the future? You know, like, what men are. So I can never do that. And I'm telling you, I done got some ass whoopings. I done got, man, I done had a handprint on my face.
Ass whoopings.
On my face. I done had a handprint on my face from my mama.
My mama ain't never hit in my face.
That was the only
my
time.
My mom hasn't. She popped me in the mouth.
Yeah, not
well, like she
apologized.
That was the worst ass whooping I got when I cussed her.
Okay,
I came out the shower.
Story I heard.
Yeah. And I was wet and butt naked. She got me with an extension cord. That was by far the worst whooping.
I remember that story.
But this other one was.
My mom tried to hit me and she missed because I dodged her.
Oh, after a while, it was a wrap.
Don't do that. They be so mad.
Oh, see, you got a different kind of mama. You miss. Ooh. Or if you block it, you block it 10 times worse.
10 piece combo.
Oh, you think you slick?
It was just instinct. I'm sorry.
So once I got a little bit older, my mama, she tried to whoop me, and I just stood there and I looked at her dead in the face.
Ooh,
and she said,
"That's when you know it's not working."
See, so, oh, you too grown for this, huh?
You stupid.
Oh, next time I'm gonna get a frying pan or a baseball bat.
That was the last time I got my ass
whooped. That's when I stopped getting whoopings. The day I stood my ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who stands their ground?
It don't matter. I'm not being bad.
Damn near mad. One day on her day, I was just like, I shouldn't be getting whoopings anymore. And like, no,
I didn't tell her that.
That's just like,
oh, that was a conversation. Like, you were
taking it to a new level.
Next time my mama whoop me, I'm not gonna cry. I'm gonna stand there and let her whoop me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
She whooped me, and I just stood there. And like,
how was you looking at her?
I just stood there. Yeah. I just let her whoop me. I was just
It was nothing.
Right. Pop, pop. Yeah, you just like pop.
And,
you
know, no, I wasn't doing that. I just stood there. I just stood my ground.
I would have started.
That was the last day. That was the last day my mother whooped me, man. Yep. Like, that was the last day. And I was like, oh shit, that worked. Huh?
How old were you?
They're
gonna be like six.
I was like 13. I was older than that. I was old enough to be like, nah, I shouldn't be getting whoopings.
I was like 11
and like,
to 12.
Something like that.
I was 11 to 12.
That's like middle school, like early middle school.
Yeah, you know, I started being more social.
I was like,
I'm taking away your social shit.
I'm still getting whoopings.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kids be having those conversations like, yo, you still get whoopings?
Yeah.
Y'all ever had kids around there? Like, you still get whoopings?
I'd be like,
no, I never admitted to that shit. No, I don't get no whooping. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point you be like, you know, nobody else is getting whooping.
Whoopings
so
no more, yeah.
That's what like made me like
you just
you know
start
what?
Getting grounded.
No, I'm not. Yo, okay, I got to stand my ground.
I never had that shit.
See, you know what? I wasn't as preconceived as you. Like mine just kind of it happened, and I'm like, oh, that shit don't hurt. And I bust out laughing at my mama face.
I made a decision.
Hey, y'all disrespectful as
fuck.
I didn't feel that in your mama's face.
Because you know
that. That's why she
slapped
you.
I didn't do none of that shit.
No, it wasn't because of that.
I didn't do none of that shit.
She should have slapped your heart.
The reason why I bust out laughing was because my mom was trying to turn my ass up.
I knew she was trying real hard to make it hurt.
Swinging like she John Carlos standing or some shit out here, man, trying to hit home runs. And I was just standing there looking at her.
Like, that's all you got?
Yeah. Try to hold that shit in.
Right.
And then she looked at me. She's like, oh, you too big for this. Huh? I shrugged my shoulders. She's like, all right, that's cool.
I won't do something like that.
Exactly.
That was the last time.
I don't even remember.
She started taking social stuff.
I remember.
From
like, that was the last time.
Just give me the whoopings then.
I was in the middle of my grandmother's real living room. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
I was just like, damn, that shit worked.
Nah, I think my mom just like put the belt away and she just started using other shit.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Running over with car. Yeah. Shit.
Y'all just had that type of shit. My mom just... It was mainly belts and switches.
Yeah.
That
was it. Wait, belt switches?
On that wooden spoon that she used for spaghetti.
Belt my mom ripped the fucking shit off the fucking counter one time she got so mad.
She beat you with granite?
Wait!
Like, so
that's why Ken is a bully now.
Legit concern.
He got beat with granite.
It wasn't granite, but it was like
it was hard ass tile.
She couldn't get to anything fast enough.
She grabbed all of this shit. You just there for the whole shit. You got a badass kid for your mom to sacrifice her calendar.
Yeah,
what the fuck was you doing, Ken?
I think she got after me with the iron before. It wasn't all of it.
Only black people know that.
Only black people. Well, black people in a certain age, because I'm sure she don't know.
But it kind of goes to what you were saying. Like, got to a certain point. She was like, all right, well, shit. This motherfucking shit ain't working, so I got to up the ante. So, and then after a while, she was just like, all right, fuck it. Like, B, you know, like, all right, well.
Would y'all rather a spanking or the I'm disappointed in you?
I would rather a spanking.
Really?
Because that's when I straightened up.
Right.
Because my mom was
disappointed in you,
yes. I never did anything in school.
That hurt, dog.
Yeah, it was like I was a fairly good kid.
Fairly.
Because for real, I didn't get in trouble.
Every kid can do something bad.
Yeah, I mean, only thing I would do bad is I might get bad grades, but I didn't sneak out. I didn't steal stuff. I never got in trouble.
Ooh, I never got caught.
Well, I just didn't do shit because my mom was single most of my life. So if I came home and she was just like, why would you do that? Because now I gotta go take care of this. I'm working three jobs as a fucking vacuum salesman and a social worker, and I gotta go to school because your stupid ass. Yeah, come on, man.
I would definitely rather the disappointment thing because I did not want to get whoopings. No, I did not like whoopings.
Did you feel like you could finesse your way out the disappointment stage?
My thing
is stand in front of their bedroom door just with the puppy dog eyes.
Like, I never thought I was wrong about shit. I was like that kid. I was that kid. It was like, yo, why are you whooping it? Like, why am I in trouble? Like,
I didn't even do nothing.
Yeah, I didn't even do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you talking like?
Oh, no, when I fucked up,
I tried to talk my way up.
Right.
Okay. When I fucked up, that type of kid. Yeah. I feel like I was a good kid for the most part. I feel like I was a good kid. I'm sure, like FIFO said, like every kid does some bad shit.
Mine was just great. I didn't do nothing. Like mine was just great.
See, I didn't have the grade problem.
Have you ever done something that was bad, but you didn't know the extent of how bad it was at the time?
That's what I'm saying. So like, yeah, I can't remember exactly.
I did something like that.
Oh, I never did nothing like that.
Oh, I did that. Oh man,
what
it
did
was
you
the
do?
Worst woman I ever got. I don't know why I did this shit. I don't know if I ever told y'all this story.
Well, let's get into it.
I have a younger sister, whatever, and like we used to get each other in trouble.
I about to say, I don't think I knew that.
You didn't know that?
No, you know, you knew. You don't talk about her.
I've never heard of her.
I don't really talk about her. Anyway, so yeah, I have a younger sister or whatever.
or whatever.
I don't know why I did this. She was in the tub. This is like maybe a little bit after
every
we used to
sibling
take
has
bath,
this tub ass story.
I don't know. Yeah, have this tub story. So yeah. I don't know. She was in the tub, and for some reason.
Not for some reason.
I wanted to light the toilet paper on fire.
Okay, first of all.
You should have got your ass whooped.
Oh, I should have. This is the one time I was like, oh, yeah.
How was that something that you randomly want to do?
Huh?
How was it something that just, I just want to do
it?
It's
just my mind was just going. Like, I don't know why. Just being destructive. My brothers did that shit. Light the shit on fire. And I was like, well, you know, I put it out immediately or whatever. And I was
and
like,
she was in the bathroom.
Then she started crying. I was like, yo, it's cool. Like, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
Was she really little?
How much younger was she? We just had finished taking baths together. So yeah, she was really young. Aww, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
So I was like, damn, man. Like,
damn,
I was like, start crying. It's over. It's over. Like, whatever. And then my grandma, she's like, what's that burning?
Oh, hell nah.
So I was like, oh, shit. And then, they saw it, man. They looked at me. My grandmother tied me down.
Not
and my mama whooped the hell out of me for that shit.
Dog.
I was just like, that's the worst whooping I ever received. Like, and I knew, and I couldn't, that was one time where I was like
I couldn't finesse my way out.
And I'm like, no, I was wrong. I was so wrong. The thing, I was battling with myself, like, damn, why the fuck did
that's
I do this?
That's serial killer shit.
Because you got, because you, no, no, you know what? Yeah.
No, as a little boy, just a destructive boy. Yeah, as a little boy, you got to do certain things to know how wrong it was.
Yeah.
Well, at least for me, I had to touch it to make sure it was hot. Yeah. Like, okay, you tell me it's hot.
Right.
It might smell hot.
Like, we was making that bombs. Like, we was making bombs, like, with, like, fucking gasoline.
Okay,
no,
right. No, no, no. Yeah, ain't nobody making bombs in this bitch.
Now, listen.
This motherfucker right here.
The black uniform and shit. We thought it was bombs. Like, we put, like, I don't know, fucking dirt and gasoline in a bottle and, like, oh.
What the fuck?
And we try to light it or some shit. This is bullshit. We do shit like.
I never have done shit like that.
This shit like this, Ken, you hit. Thank you, Ken.
Well, Ken.
Why you
what do I mean?
He's shaking his head.
What do you mean?
He's in Detroit.
That was the fight.
That's what a Molotov cocktail is now. Like, that's what it basically was.
We used to do that shit. We used to get the Molotov cocktails and throw them at the old abandoned house. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't go that far.
Look, I show Ken the good, the ugly of Detroit. So he didn't know about the abandoned houses that's in the hood, man. We used to get those Molotov and just.
But just that was to answer your question. In the moment, I was just being a, you know, like, curious, destructive little boy. But then I meant afterwards.
Yeah,
it's my different.
Story. That's crazy,
man. That's not crazy.
I'm saying, like, that's
your ass weird.
That's different from my story, because I remember, like, you know, when you're little and you're like, I guess, I don't know, in elementary school, and they teach you like fire safety and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up calling 911 for no reason.
Okay,
but just because, like, I learned this at school. Like, let me see if this works on the real phone. And of course it did. So I hung up.
Because
I didn't, I was too little to be like, never mind, sorry. Yeah. I didn't, like,
obviously. Even if you do, they'll still come.
Well.
No, they'll call back.
They'll come.
No. Well, I live in East Cobb.
They definitely came.
They came.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have a knock on our door. Mind you, the lights outside, you can see that shit. I'm too little, so I can't really see out the window.
Well, 911 brings the fire trucks and everything.
I don't know. I was probably like 6.
Oh, you should have got your ass whooped.
Maybe. Right? So I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't remember being that old, but whatever.
I can see you being a little badass kid.
I wasn't that, whatever. Anyway, so I called, and like, there's like all this commotion going on outside, but I knew I caused it, but I was trying to hide it. Like, I didn't cause it, but clearly nobody else called 911. And so they open the door and firemen walk in and they're like, so what's the emergency? And I literally hid behind my grandma. Like, you know how, like, as a kid, if you close your eyes, you think no one else can see you type shit? Yeah. And I just, yeah. Then they came and they had like a long talk because, A, you know, I'm the only black family in the neighborhood and shit. So it's like, they could have shot me.
Figures.
Some type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They sat me down and had a long conversation. I never got beat, though. Hmm. They didn't beat me for that. I felt so fucking bad, though.
They should have sent you off with them white cops. That'll straighten your little punk ass
at
out.
At 6?
Yes.
At 6 years
you
old?
You never got sat in the back of a police car? I'll tell you one time.
No, that's not a regular thing that happens at my house.
Yeah, if you're bad. Like, did you ever get, like, in trouble enough to where the police came and your mom was like, take them, but she didn't really mean it?
This is back in the day.
I did that one time. I had just got my license. And we used to go out and skate until,
like, different than 6, my nigga.
I cannot finish my story, my nigga.
Go ahead.
We had gone out and we were skating until, like, 8. And I knew my mom was at work. That's the only reason I could stay out past 8. And I knew I had to be back in the house because she would call to make sure I was in the house. So I jumped in my car and I was speeding, flying. And I remember this. I had gone through a stop sign and was turning on. This is in Conyers. So you know where your studio is that y'all were? I used to live across the street from the studio.
Yeah.
So I was on 138 and I turned onto Flat Shoals so hard that my car skid. And right when I got onto Flat Shoals and I was right in front of Sherwood Forest and the cop pulled me over. And in my mind, I was like, well, if I act like I don't know why he's pulling me over, then maybe he'll let me go. My stupid ass, fucking 16 years old, I jumped out the car went back and I'm looking at my my taillights. And I was like, why'd you pull me over? My taillights aren't out. And the cop was like, you were driving 75. down 138. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And he was like, where do you live? And I was like, I live right there. No, hell no.
He thought he did.
16 years later, I thought I did. He was like, where do you live? I was like, I live right there. He's like, all right, cool. Leave your car here. Get in the back of the car. And I was like, what? He was like, get in the back of the car. And I was like, mama. He was like, where's your mom? I was like, she's at work. So he calls my mom.
Oh, my God.
You're like, ooh, my mom ain't 16.
Man. He called my mama, and I couldn't hear anything, and all he said was, all right, I'll do it. And he hung up the phone. He said, get in the car. And I was like, what? But my mom. And she was like, he's like, nah. She said, I can have you.
The whole world went upside down. Was it a black cop or white cop? It was a white cop. We didn't have black cops in Conyers. It was a wrap for you.
He put me in that car, and he made me sit there for a while. Mercy. Then he drove me to my mom's job. My mom's job was off of West Avenue.
Say goodbye. Yeah.
That's an exit up from where I was.
Right, right.
I was fucking 100 feet from my house. But he drove me an all exit West up.
Yeah.
And dropped me off at my mom's job. That's what she said to do.
Ooh.
And that was the last time I ever did anything like that, because that was terrifying. She said to him, act like you're taking him to jail. Because he didn't say, I'm taking you to your mom's job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
he just
said,
get in the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And then drove me off.
He oh might have,
I don't even remember. But you know what, if he did, I wouldn't even face it. I was hearing that
course,
shit.
Of course.
She worked at Georgia Perimeter.
Oh, okay.
But back then it was something else.
Boy.
But yeah, he drove me, and that was terrifying.
I would have been shook, okay?
And that's what I'm saying.
Shook.
Like, they do that to kids. Like, my mom would tell me she did it to my brother when he was younger. If he did something bad, she'd be like, let the cops take him.
Was but that, I mean, it was a different straight? World
yeah, now. You wouldn't do that now because you might come back dead. But back then, it wasn't as common. It wasn't as common.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a link between...
No, forgot about the damn question.
Domestic violence.
There might be now because kids are not the same. Kids are a little bit different. Like when in our day, first of all, you couldn't connect with a whole bunch of people and like complain about certain things and find out how things.
When we grew up,
and we were used to it because it was just generational things that were just passed down.
Now
it's different. So plus, when we were kids, if you got beat in the supermarket, there wasn't a single person that was gonna be like, I'm gonna call DFACS. You don't call DFACS.
They start.
Yeah, like, what do you do?
Bad.
What do you do?
Oh, that's me today.
I feel you.
But I'm saying, but that's not the normal person. Like,
right,
now,
right,
if you're getting beat
right.
at Walmart, everyone's like, oh my God. Look what she's doing.
Right? So, wait, do you feel like it's become bad? Like, it's like.
Public opinion? Yes. The court of public opinion, yes, it's bad now.
Oh, when it comes to, policing parents?
Yeah.
Publicly? Yeah, absolutely.
We keep getting away from the initial question, though.
But I think, but no, it's kind of related.
That's the question.
Because you're definitely as a parent, as raising two boys, and there is a fine line between like sitting down and talking to them and whoopings. Right.
Do you do both?
Yeah, I do both. I do both.
That's the way it should be done.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I wish a motherfucker would.
Let me explain to you why you about to get your ass
And that's something that doesn't happen. I think that parents now just slap the shit out their kid, or they give them the talk. They
it's
don't
a little
do
different
both.
For me, because
I mean, and
I got
now
a daughter.
I think it's like slapping the shit out of your kid and then posting it on social media or some shit.
No, see, that shit is
different.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
But
we had social media because they beat you in the store. Everybody saw it.
Nigga, that's different.
That
would be like the community.
Retweeting it to every Walmart.
But no, but I'm saying, but like, it was still in public. You would touch your ass in public.
There's a public embarrassment.
And look, the other thing is, your neighbor could beat you.
Yep.
And it was normal.
Couldn't relate to that.
Exactly. You can't relate to that.
Well, my neighbors are white, so.
I hate it. That shit wasn't normal for me.
What?
I hate it. Our neighbors didn't.
Your neighbor didn't spank you?
I got a spanking, but.
If you was disrespectful to someone, they would spank you.
Oh, yeah.
Tell your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother would spank you.
I was saying that it wasn't normal to me. I was like, why the fuck would you allow this stranger to whoop me? Like, I was so mad at my mom for this.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like little kids.
I wasn't privileged.
Not like in your mind you were.
Everybody knew each other. You know, the parents.
It wasn't like a privilege thing. It was like, why are you letting this person that doesn't have like
a
connection with me look me? I just didn't get that.
It was a community.
That shit wasn't healthy.
Well, yeah, but there has to be that community. There has to be a community aspect for that to work, because if you touch me in my fucking neighborhood, bitch.
Well, now what happens is the parents get upset that you touch their kid.
Yeah.
So now it's not.
My whole thing is like, you don't know what that adult is going through. They could just had a bad fucking day and whoop the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why.
That's now, a little extreme, Rod.
It's not extreme. Because I experienced
this.
I had a parent that took. Because she had badass kids. And fucking, like, I got a whooping because I was over there playing with them. And I'm like, why the fuck am I getting a whooping? Like, your kids are bad as hell. I didn't do anything. Guilty by association.
What were you doing over there, Rod?
Because they were my friends.
Why were they your friends? Why were you hanging out with little hood rat kids?
Because
you want to do hood rat shit.
They were just bad as fuck. They used to disrespect them, like, all kind of shit. Like, don't whoop me because you mad at your kids. Like, you know, I hated
that.
But
we've all been whooped here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And not, we don't want to whoop any woman's ass or man's ass, right?
No.
We don't have urges.
On the contrary, like, I don't even whoop my daughter because of it. Like, I told myself
I
that I wasn't
exactly
going to whoop,
we're talking about.
Whoop my, huh?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
No, I thought you said, like, your relationship, like,
well,
stuff.
In the comments and stuff, people were saying that, you know, now it's kind of coming to where people aren't doing that with their own kids because of the experiences that they've had, whether... I mean, not good. No spanking is good, but you know what I'm saying?
Felt like it was a way to get...
Hey, you do something bad enough, you're going to feel something.
Nah, I always felt like, even then, when I used to get whoopings, I just felt like it just was unnecessary. I feel like, just sit down and talk with me. I won't do it again. Like, just tell me what I did wrong and I won't do it again.
Some kids are not like that.
You don't work that way, dog.
No. My kids don't work that way. But that's how I do my kid, though. Because I'm like, you know. Because
she's from your genes.
Okay.
Y'all are different.
And I give her that, what y'all said earlier about the whole disappointment thing. Like, she feels bad as shit. She'll cry just because I'm disappointed in her.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it's like, you know, that's how
I would too if I had to disappoint Rod.
That's how
I wouldn't. He has to get
But also how you parent to her, like your daughter doesn't like try to sneak or do extra bad stuff. Like, she doesn't do half of the stuff that you probably did as a kid, right?
But see, I didn't do all that shit, is what I'm saying.
Not yet.
So you just weren't a bad kid.
That's what I'm saying.
So you just can't relate because you were getting spanked just in case.
Right.
You were getting those prevented, what was it called? Preventative measure spanks?
Right.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Right. Okay, that's different.
Shit. I got reactive spankings.
Exactly.
Yeah. I did something. Like, yeah. I got my ass tore.
I got spankings, and I'm going to let you ask me the question. I got spankings when I just fucking hurt myself. Like,
what,
like,
the fuck?
Like,
what?
I would hurt, like
set yourself on
fire. Like, I might go outside and hurt myself or whatever, and it's like, why the fuck? You shouldn't have been doing that anyway. Pop, 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 pop.
Wait, but what were you doing?
Like, going in the woods or something. And I
why
got
are you
like
in the woods?
Because that's what boys did.
Light on fire?
Hell yeah.
That's what boys did when we played in the woods. Bitches.
And you got spanked for that?
Yeah, if I came back hurt or bruised
could
or something,
imagine
if
you grew up in California.
That
that's
like,
that's
yo,
different.
You would have set the whole shit on fire.
But what I'm saying is that I got acceptable. I would have felt like
I didn't do nothing, as a matter of fact I'm already hurt, I got punished already.
Double up. Yes, like, what the fuck?
I get it.
I mean, one time I got like a nail stuck in my foot.
Yeah, ooh. That happened to me.
And you got beat after you got a nail
whooping for that shit. You should have been in the woods.
I can see that.
I should have been in the woods.
I can see that.
Because of your past experience, I understand why you don't want to beat your daughter.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you,
man. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that, right?
I deserved whoopings.
Right.
Like, I know I did some messed up stuff, and I'm like, damn, how bad is it going
to
be this time?
I'm about to get it tonight. Yep.
Like, I knew.
I could bring my mom on this podcast, and then I guarantee she wouldn't be able to tell me, like, why she whooped me.
I think I know why. I think it's just going through the stress of, like, why the fuck were you doing that anyways? Now I'm stressed. Now I'm going to just beat your ass.
No, exactly. I think I think that's how
really
it was.
And I mean, that's kind of, that's fucked up, though.
I know.
It is.
So
that's why you said it might have made you a better person.
It's not I mean, who I am today because of my upbringing. Like, I'm not shitting on it by any means. We just having this conversation. I'm not in therapy. Like, yo, my mom beat me. No. Yeah. I get what everything that happened to me growing up is what made me the man I am today.
I've just seen some crazy stuff. I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and certain studies may be true about certain things. But I know that when I've seen certain things online about. Like corporal punishment, spanking, all that stuff. I think everyone has different experiences, so they speak from that different experience. And so a lot of people assume that getting popped on the hand or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, even like my nieces too, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things that she learns when she's at daycare around other kids that she never was brought up around, but like she'll learn it and she'll take it back home. And if that's not something that her parents fuck with, they will pop her on the hand or something. Like, even at two, you know, you're not supposed to be doing certain things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, you're making that face. No.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
They do, because like I was just hanging out with my niece yesterday, right? And we were, she's two. She just turned two. And like she knows when she's not supposed to do something. Like, she'll grab something and then
they'll look at you.
Gotta look at them.
Right.
And then sometimes she'll be like, oh, okay, well, he ain't saying nothing, so right. I'm gonna still do it. No. And then she'll be like, okay, well, you know, and then she'll move on
that's
with her
how
stuff.
My niece
okay.
is.
Like, they know what's kind of sort
I'm
of
saying,
what's
like, what are we
back.
Talking about? Here.
Okay, so for another example. No, not just beating 2-year-olds for no reason.
Yeah,
but,
no, not at all.
And not even beating them at all. Just like a pop on the hand. You know what I'm saying? Something like.
No. No, you know, don't touch that.
But okay, for another example is she'll be in the kitchen or whatever, the dishwasher's going, and she's, you know, just tall enough to maybe she can like touch it and like take the whole thing down to like open it. So she'll try and like open it mid cycle or something, and they'll be like, no, don't touch that. You know what I'm saying? No, don't touch that. Like, stop. And she'll be like, okay, cool. But when nobody's looking,
she'll go do it
or whatever.
Shit.
That wouldn't have been me.
Do that no more.
Exactly.
That wouldn't have been me.
Exactly. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's my mom's got to look at me and I would stop. Cause
shit.
I know.
Some,
it's
not
everybody
happen.
Like
no,
that.
See, like when my mama, she trained me to get to that point.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
Because
yeah.
I was still trying to do my own thing, yep. But yeah, it came to a point in time. She gave me the look. I said, "Oh shit, let me back up slowly. Let me put my hands above my head because I know an ass whooping about to come if mm-hmm. I don't do this right here."
Yeah, see, for me, it was my dad. Like if she said only if my dad had to come into the picture,
it's over.
That was
my dad was
scary.
Too drunk to beat nobody.
That was the scariest shit ever. Like all my mother had to say was, "Don't let me get your dad."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, like, cause you know what, my that mom shit. Was a disciplinarian.
If I even
my
hear my dad yell my name, if he even
yeah,
yelled my
dads
name,
dads usually are because yeah. they be like they be having something to prove and shit. Oh.
Yeah, man. We literally damn near got into a fist fight
boys.
Like the last time.
Yeah, kind of have to.
Yeah.
Of course, because he, you know, like as
you
a father,
fight them motherfuckers.
You got to temper that ego because as a kid, I'll never forget like being a teenager and stuff, thinking, "You're old ass, you can't do shit with
oh,
me no more."
Is
that
whatever?
Boy, I get you in trouble.
In my place, one last good time. Like, okay.
Yeah, well, he had to chin check me when I was about 13 when I thought I was feeling myself.
I was about 14, 15 high school. I wanted to go to a Halloween party, but Halloween's my mom's birthday, so we had a party.
Ooh,
yeah, well, either way, we were having a Halloween party at the crib. I'm like, oh, you know, about 3 or 4 of my homies want to go to this, that, whatever. That my dad's like, you ain't going nowhere. What the fuck you mean I ain't going nowhere? Like I don't even need you. Like my ride here. He was like, well, who the hell's you talking? I got pissed. I punched a hole in the wall. He said, "What the fuck is you doing?"
You just
okay.
Out of
he
hand.
Just went into it.
You
y'all
out of
are
hand.
All different.
You out of pocket?
No, we all are different.
Different. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ! I never did no shit like this.
Yeah, I punched a hole in the wall before.
I can see that.
Y'all must have some fucking walls to spare. Cause
ass.
Shit. Couldn't be me.
No. Let's just say I never punched anything.
I'm glad I didn't hit a stud.
House. Right? You couldn't even slam the door in the house.
No,
that's
you couldn't even
slam
the door in the house.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's not shit. Your door to close.
No. You don't pay for that door.
No,
what
I've
you mean?
I'm dead ass seeing people who, like, their parents will go as far as taking the door off the hinges because this is not your door. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com so we can read your questions on the show. This question is from Bryson.
Uh-oh. Tiller.
Hey, guys. My name is Bryson. I'm 21, and I started talking to this girl recently. She's 23, and I truly like her a lot, but she's okay. But she has a 7-month-year-old daughter, and I don't know how to handle a situation like this. How should I go about it? Break up with her. But that's
just gotta get the drones, though. Yeah, just get the drones, though.
I'm with Sophie.
No.
I'm with Sophie.
Why?
Yeah, if you have to think it. About it, if you have to think about it, just let that shit alone.
And
you're not ready.
You're too young to be dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is this again?
21.
She's
23.
She's 23. With a 7-month old.
I remember at that age, like 20 through like 26, I was like, if she has a child,
it's rap.
I'm nope. like that now.
Nope. Okay.
I'm a little almost 40.
I'm understanding
it now. But at that age, it was like, if I even...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Look, at that age, you cannot date somebody with a kid.
No, not at that age.
At that age, you can't. Look, you got to get the drawers or you got to let that thing keep moving.
Just keep it moving.
Because you are not emotionally ready.
I'm about to say, don't even get the job because she's clearly fertile.
Right. Oh, shit. They made raincoats for all that.
But things happen.
I understand all that. So but as long as the raincoat on there, you're 99.9% guaranteed not to have no type of mistakes.
Nah.
All I'm saying is really this. At 2021, you are not mentally ready to handle that. You are not financially ready to handle that. You are not
7 months? She's not even a year. She's still fucking with the baby dad, probably.
She just had that little thing.
To handle that situation.
She's not ready.
How does she even have time to be talking to you?
Hey, you know what? She's trying to find another daddy because the other one's gone.
Well, he probably around sometimes.
Your life is over because you got a child.
She probably still got a little placenta left in there. I think it's fresh.
Hey, man.
You is stupid. Oh my gosh, Toby.
Oh my god.
Keep that shit moving, man.
Yeah, keep that shit moving, dude.
Oh my fucking fuck.
Keep that fucking fuck.
What the hell's wrong with you? This podcast is over.
Hey, what's his name again?
Bryson, right?
Bryson. Keep it moving, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, get the drawers, dog.
Dude,
keep it moving. That's cold blooded.
What make it squishy?
Hey, I'm sorry. I can't believe y'all, man.
Whatever.
Love.
Fuck that love.
This guy could be in love. He could be a father to that child.
Lead that chick to an older guy.
Can't fuck around.
Let her date an older person.
I was like, what?
Let the girl date an older person.
First of all,
girl for another guy. What do you mean?
A new mother?
That's not what I meant.
I get you now, but I was like, where are you going?
First of all, you pulled somebody older. Salute.
That's not a salute.
He said salute to pull somebody older.
So it's only 2 years.
2 years
older.
Though. That's when you
don't count because she's like 2 years with a child. So
her stock drops a little bit.
Yeah, stock drops.
Let's be real.
I get what you're saying though.
Yeah.
No,
that's that baggage, man.
Too soon.
Look. As a man, you don't want to deal with a bag lady, right? And at 21. I'm just saying, there's a whole song dedicated to it. Like, go do your research, go do your Googles, go listen to that song. It breaks it down. But look, at that age, you don't want to deal with any type of baggage.
Mothers need love too, bro.
I understand that, she could get love from an older man that understands how to deal with that situation.
She needs
he can't handle that, bro.
He really can't.
Why not?
He ain't created. It's not his responsibility. Don't even jump into that responsibility.
That's right. It is
not worth it. To be completely honest, is
if he wants to be with her, then he assumes the responsibility.
You know what?
Why? There's other 23-year-olds with no kids out there.
Word.
Don't fuck up. Oh. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You about to say something.
No.
I'm trying to help.
She think you trying. No good deed, man.
No. You good, Rod. What I was going to say is, y'all threw me off. I feel like if the child, even if the child was a little bit older, I would still tell you to leave. But at least, like, okay, she's in that routine of she knows how to, like, at least take care of her son or daughter by herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that she could at least be ready to. I don't even think she's gotten to the point where she's given herself enough space to date.
What you just said, the perfect word is the key word, routine.
Yeah.
At 7 months, you don't have a routine.
The child doesn't have kids.
What are you talking about?
7 months, you got a routine.
There's a routine, but it's not the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Having to take the kid, pick the kid up, this, that, whatever.
At 7 months, dog.
What do you mean?
No.
So you don't argue.
First of all,
You're going back to work at 7 months. I've seen this twice.
We know firsthand there is a routine, dog.
Right.
Like, that's one of the most important things.
Early on, you have
to establish a routine.
Because, like, you got to go back to work. You ain't going to be out of work for 7 months.
How do we even know she got a job?
Oh, God.
We don't know.
I'm just saying.
That's irrelevant. You're talking about a routine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So whether it's a job or whether it's not, the routine is there.
The only routine that matters is the fact that she's cleaning stinking ass baby shit. So I'm not going over her house.
ever. Damn, bro.
But it doesn't smell that bad.
Too, the fuck?
I mean, it smells bad,
baby
but...
Baby shit is the worst smell on earth.
If you
it's
put
worse
your
than fucking
nose
pepper
in the goddamn
spray.
Diaper,
you don't have to
yeah.
put your nose in. You walk in the house, it could
weapon.
Shit half a mile away.
It can be.
Baby,
yeah.
can.
No,
it is the
not...
worst smell
it
on earth.
It still smells like baby.
What baby you been around? What angelic baby
right.
have you been around?
That's just
baby shit.
That should smell like grown human.
Because it's watery and shit.
Yeah.
It's what they're eating.
It's what they're eating.
No, I like a baby smell.
What type of baby smell?
What type of blue avatar baby you been around?
No, seriously, like, when a baby, like, you know.
Nah.
I can't smell it through the house.
You're being extremely idealistic
for
right
real.
Now. Baby boo. Stinks like a motherfucker.
I know
it
does,
like
but it's like contained to
if
one room, not,
worse,
not the whole house. I mean, if you live in like one bedroom apartment,
it depends what they ate.
You just haven't been around enough.
I have two nieces.
But, then you but just, you were you around 24 hours a day to where it could infect the whole room.
All they do is shit.
I mean, the whole room, yeah, but not the whole house.
Sleep
and
shit.
They shit every 10 minutes. They just shit.
Not every 10 minutes.
Babies just shit.
They do.
They eat, though.
They do shit a lot.
They eating shit.
Diapers,
that's
the
shit.
One thing I do not miss. Buying diapers, that was like the worst.
You
I spent about all my money
and
on
formula's
diapers.
Expensive too. Don't be surprised when she asks you to start pitching in for that type of shit.
He has to pitch in.
No, he doesn't. That's not his fucking
if
child.
If he's gonna be dating her, he wants to make
that's
sure
that's not
that
his child. Just like
his,
if he has
son
a dog
or
a cat, I'm not walking your dog, and I'm not cleaning your cat's litter box.
I mean,
that's not somebody's dog.
But a kid. Whoa, Mike. So what you're saying is you would date a girl with a kid and then not assume. You would assume zero responsibility.
I'm
that
not
time?
Changing his diaper, and I'm not buying him diapers.
Does your girlfriend
I
take care of your cat?
If you
him.
Get in some of that poom poom, you gonna be changing some motherfucking diapers. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. That's what you know. That ain't
okay.
what I know.
Well,
that thing I signed up for was fucking, not fucking with your goddamn punk ass.
That's
kid.
The reason why you don't date women with children.
You're damn
you.
Right.
Wait,
I'm not
wait,
changing
wait.
Diaper.
Does your girl take care of your cat?
Only if I ask her to. But
so,
my cat's a good cat. She don't just
so
shit whenever she
ask
feels
her?
Like shitting. If I'm going out of town. I would be like, hey, can you change the litter box?
No?
I'd be like, oh, I understand. It's not yours.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
think
not
going
to get mad about that.
I mean, she may want him to do that. And I hear Mike in that it's not his responsibility to do that.
It becomes your responsibility when you say, I want to go together.
If he's dating, you kind of do take on
you do
like,
some sort of responsibility.
Yeah, ooh. Like you just do, man. It's just
buying diapers?
You
sometimes it's just the man in you, right?
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it really is. Just like you just kind of assume that role.
It's the guy.
Now, it's not a requirement.
Nah,
it's not anything like that. But sometimes
but
just,
if you're a good guy,
you do that.
But I think, like, I would probably judge it like, yo, you don't have your shit together. Why do I have to buy your diapers?
Word. Right. No. It's totally voluntary.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's
totally
my
voluntary.
Thing. Like, you should have it together. Like, it's not.
Or she comes and be like, hey, look, you know, $20 short, can you give me some Pampers this week?
No, ask your mama.
Or ask your dad. Where the fuck is the baby's father?
Damn, that's fucked up.
So, hold on.
No, because something
so
like that,
because the girl, she's short on the light bill, you're not going to give her an extra $30,
$40?
That's
a light bill.
This is your child. This is your child. Like, you should, you just had a child. You should be able to take care of your child.
Right.
Now, if you in your home and your light's about to get cut off with your child, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll pay your light.
And I've been in that situation before.
I've been in that situation too, so it's like, yo, I'll do that.
Did you pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You called us suckers a little while ago.
Hold
what the
on.
Fuck? I'm not
listen.
Paying for nobody's light bill.
Bro, like, no, I'm not. Oh, wait
I'm
a minute.
Not taking
yo,
care of
yo, 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 a damn minute.
Oh,
this
is
that's
a kid.
Light bill yo. Nope. Damn.
Damn.
You let your girl power me off?
Yeah. So learn a lesson.
Talk to
her. I wouldn't do that.
I don't even ask for the payback. No, I don't do that.
Not for the payback. Just go ahead.
No,
you take
what
this.
The fuck?
Who am I talking to?
Well,
what you mean?
Who the fuck is we talking
y'all
to?
Y'all just buying
you
motherfuckers? Like, okay, how long have you been dating her before you're paying for her light bill? That's what I want to know.
We're not paying for the light bill. She was in a situation.
How long you been dating before that situation happened?
I do it with anybody, though.
So
if I know
months?
If somebody,
that's,
it's not even just my
early.
Girl. Like if I have it and I know somebody's on some hard time, I don't have a problem giving people money.
Okay, can I have 10?
If you needed it, I would
need
10.
I need
10. You don't need no 10.
I
did. Like,
he said,
He said, Brandon, he said, Levi's. Look at the tag. Look at the tag on the fresh
Pumas and shit. You
burned
Brandon and nigga.
Hey, you don't need no $10.
He walked this bitch like, oh yeah, I ain't want to get my Pumas wet.
Oh, you right. You right.
But yeah, it's
$10. No, but Mike, to answer your question, how long before I date, before like, you know, I'll take over some of those type of responsibilities, man. Like, I don't think there's really a time frame, but 2 months is way too early.
I'll tell you that. How? Like, so
as a kid in the house.
It's a kid in the house. Like, you gonna just let?
Woo-wee.
I ain't no sucker, okay. Man.
No, not a sucker move.
I was listening to the example as there is no child. It's just the girl. But if there is a child and she hit me up like, hey, you know, whatever, I need this, I'll do that and I would stop fucking with her. Because
what?
Before you get your money back?
I wouldn't
want
my money.
You would
back.
Stop because what you had to good this Samaritan, one time.
You would ask for
give
your
some
money
cash
back?
For
yes. You
her
fucking
to pay a light bill, and then you would cut the relationship.
What I'm saying is,
are you really serious?
Hold on,
that is the brokest shit I ever fucking heard.
No. The brokest shit is you asking me for fucking $20 to pay your motherfucking light bill,
and you doing it, going behind me and be like, "Ooh, let me get that $20 back."
Yes.
Get the fuck out my life, nigga.
Get the fuck out my life. I'll be out your motherfucking life. I'll be out your life because you ain't got no motherfucking life.
Right now.
No, wait. Here's the thing, though, Kate.
That's the brokest shit I ever heard, dog.
Next to asking for money.
We've been talking for 2 months. You have a kid and you already asking me for money?
Right.
I know where their future of this is going.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to deal with
now,
it.
I feel you.
I'll
in that
get
regard.
You this light
yep.
bill
yep.
and
yep.
I'm easing my way out of them over and back door because I ain't dealing with that shit
no,
in the
I feel
future.
You in that regard.
I feel you in that regard. I feel you in that regard.
She might give me a couple times before I be like, she might give me a couple times before I be like,
I'm with the one time.
One time in 2 months? I'm thinking like, okay, maybe you had a hard time.
6 to 8 months. No. 6 to 8 months. I know you a little bit more. Okay, whatever. I know your situation.
You was costly.
2 months in,
you was
costly. Bitch,
yeah,
I'm still
yeah.
trying to figure out what your favorite color is.
What is
you
that?
Asking me for money for a bill?
My favorite color is green.
But what if it's good though?
It ain't that good.
Sometimes it is, Mike. Sometimes it is, brother. Sometimes you find yourself at 11, 12 o'clock driving over to the house because you got to time it just right. You got to time it to when the kid goes to sleep because you can't go too early and you can't go too late. You go too late, she'll fall asleep. But most of the time, they'll wake up.
Hey, right.
Because they're the knock on the door.
The only other way I go back to that situation. Situation. She talk about, oh, I done made your favorite dinner. Like, that cut
that's
through.
What I'm saying. Like, yeah, she might get me. She gonna get
she
you.
She might get me.
Oh,
she's
going
to
get
no,
you.
No, yeah, she gonna get
she
you.
Gonna get
I
you.
Didn't know.
She gonna get
she
you.
Gonna, yeah,
she's gonna
happen. Like, hey, you see this line in the table? Like, at some point, I'm gonna cross that shit as a wrap.
No, I feel you, but I'm saying, she's gonna get you, though.
Yeah,
who that? Who that?
1 or 2 more times.
Oh.
I don't understand
that. Well, anyway, man. Look, man.
I'm blown away.
I don't know, man. If you
ask you for $20 back, that is the brokest shit I ever heard.
On that. Months.
You are trash.
And you are coming. I'll be that.
Trash.
Wait, I will be that.
What's up?
Is it not trash for a woman to ask a man to pay her bills 2 months into no
hell, thank you, man.
Oh,
thank
shit.
You.
We're getting into something completely. No, we're trying to help this guy.
No, we're trying to help.
I need an answer from Sophie.
Yeah, let's get back to the question.
No.
2 months into knowing a guy.
This is not the question.
That's going to go way left, right.
This is not the question.
Yep. And my money's going
to
be in my pocket. I'm
going
to take a right out this motherfucking house.
Stay focused.
Your broke ass. No fucking lights on and shit.
Mike said, left in my pocket and right out this house.
You asking for refunds on favors.
You asking me for money.
You asking for
money. Are we really going to do it? Come on, man.
Well, then don't give it to me in the first place.
I sure the fuck won't.
Well, then don't.
With your broke ass.
With your broke ass and your hungry child. Ain't got no receipt, bitch.
Ain't got no motherfucking receipt.
And you asking for refunds.
Your broke ass.
Get your motherfucking ass out of here. Your motherfucking broke Justin.
You better stop the envelope.
I'm not. Then leave.
I'm fucking the one with the lights on.
Okay, great.
With your broke ass.
Go be pussyless in the motherfucking light, bitch.
Go be pussyless.
He got $20 to go get him taking some pussy.
That's
he got some $20 to go get some pussy. God damn it. That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever. She gonna gonna ask for that shit back on the way
whether
out.
He got to pay for it or not, goddammit. He's $20.
I'll ask for it back because I will never give it to you in the first place.
It's a little cheaper. Where is that, though? That $20 a little cheaper.
Then shit, you gotta not go in spend. The future. It start at $20, be $200 in the next right. 2 months, bro. Because you asked it $20 in 2 months.
You give her $20 now, she going to want $40 in 2 months, and she going to want $80 in 2 more months.
Shit.
Yo, broke
y'all
ass. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Leave this broke ass chick alone.
All I know is this. We don't even know if she's broke.
She broke.
Shut up, Mike.
All I know is this, Ken.
How do we go from that question?
You can't be asking me about money.
That's what I'm going to say. This has nothing to do with the question.
The question is, why your ass ain't got a job where you can buy your own fucking lights?
This is not even the fucking question.
We already... Shit. It was open shut case.
Bryson,
much,
we
right?
are so sorry. We apologize.
Bryson, it was open and shut case. Me and
I am so sorry.
Leave her alone, bro.
I would say to break up with her, but you know.
Damn, stay with her, yep. Bryson.
Shut up, Ken.
Yep. Be like Kane and Men's Society.
Stay with her, Bryson.
It ain't mine.
True love.
It ain't mine.
Yo, extra tight.
You know what I'm saying?